Well, teachers more than most have had to pivot in their approach to their work environment since COVID-19 changed life as we knew it back in March. But a recent survey conducted by the Canadian Teachers Federation has found that teachers are feeling fatigued and the majority are calling the current work environment unsustainable. I reached out to the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram, to ask him about this report from the Canadian Teachers Federation and if these concerns are echoed by teachers here.
Well, if you look at the national findings, and I want to stress that these findings mirror the conversations I've had with teachers across this province since the school year started. We see that frustration is extraordinarily high. They're frustrated with what they see as being a public perception of the school system and their efforts. The degree to which safety protocols are being maintained, that's creating a degree of frustration. At the same time, teachers are struggling to maintain. Teachers want to be there for their students. They want to keep their students calm. They want to reassure them. But in doing so, maintaining that positive, maintaining that energetic attitude while they're teaching, which is important, for a large number, it's having a significant impact on them. While they're dealing with their own struggles, but outwardly want to be there for their students, trying to manage their behavior, manage all the multiple responsibilities, this is leading to exhaustion. All these professional expectations, all the personal expectations. I've used the term in the past, compassion fatigue. And teachers want to do the best they can for their students, but in the current climate, being taxed what they see is their inabilities or challenge of doing so is creating wear and tear on them. At the end of the day, having to manage student behavior, having to manage all the different responsibilities present in our school system is extraordinarily draining on teachers as professionals, and it is having an impact.
How or who can teachers turn to when they're feeling this unsustainable distress?
From an association standpoint, we've long maintained a program for our members, our employee assistance program. That's a confidential program which we'd urge our members to reach out to. But that's a program that's available when it gets to this point. Fundamentally, one of the things that we've been advocating for since July, and I think this is at the root of a number of the concerns our province teachers have, trying to reconcile the differences in protocols we see in public venues versus what we see in our school system. This isn't something new. We've been raising since July, and this is really creating a large amount of problems. And teachers dealing with these inadequate public health precautions as compared to other public buildings is having an impact.
How much longer can teachers sustain this type of working environment?
Well, that's a very good question. If you continue to burn the candle at both ends, eventually you will burn out in the middle and probably a little quicker. Teachers are doing what they can for students, and that's what teachers have always done. But it is creating a number of challenges. As referenced, the national survey, which again I want to stress mirrors the conversation I've had with many teachers throughout this province since July, 70% of teachers on that national survey are concerned with their own mental health, their own well-being. Couple that with the fact that they're also concerned with the degree to which their students and their students' families are struggling as well.
Is there anything that parents can do, do you think, in this province to sort of try and lift some of that burden?
I think one of the things that's critically important is parents need to understand that this is a different school year. Teachers are doing the best they can. And patience and understanding with their teacher, understand that curriculum delivery will be different, understand that the pace of curriculum delivery will be different. And these are things that parents collectively, we all need to understand this and be patient understanding with this. At the same time, we have been long advocating for a review to the resource we find in our school system. We think it's critically important that the province engage in an independent review of the teacher allocation model, regardless of COVID, and there are things that need to come out of that. But the fact of the matter is, safe communities require safe schools. Where physical distancing can't be assured, we need mandatory face masks, physical barriers to ensure students, staff, they're all as safe as possible. When you have classrooms, you just have 25, 30 students, and even more in some cases, in a crowded, poorly ventilated classroom, without the masks, without the barriers, for extended periods, that shouldn't be acceptable.
And, you know, throughout the pandemic, teachers are clearly feeling the burden of stress. But do you think students are also feeling stress and anxiety throughout these times?
Absolutely they are. And I can go back to other studies, but I don't have it at my disposal right now. There was a study done by the University of British Columbia which actually linked teacher stress levels and levels of cortisol and how that manifests itself in student cortisol level. That was actually a scientific study out of the University of British Columbia, which clearly showed the link between teacher stress and how that impacts on students. Teaching conditions are learning conditions. The conditions that teachers are working in are the conditions which students are learning as well. They're not separate entities. A stressed teaching environment will equate to a stressed learning environment.
Right. It is all connected. That is NLTA President Dean Ingram. I reached him yesterday from Corner Brook.